Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. We were actually talking about Amel from Amel and the Sniffers a couple of weeks ago because she's the face of Gucci at the moment.
Yes.
With her fantastic mullet.
Yes.
And her, you know, slightly wild eyes as well. But what are we talking about this morning?
I thought we'd talk about laundry. It's kind of been...
I love this practical fashion this morning.
it's kind of been talked about quite a bit in the past week. There's a really good article in Viva. Are you washing your clothes too often?
Oh.
And there was also an opinion piece by Zoe Williams in The Guardian talking about how Stella McCartney doesn't wash or dry clean her clothes. She just kind of like, the dirt dries out, so she brushes it off. And Vivian Westwood suggested having one T-shirt which you don't replace. You just merely print out a new slogan or photo and fix it to the front with safety pins.
That's cool. That's very Vivian Westwood. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been watching Deadwood and looking at, you know, like people, you know, in the 1870s and stuff like that, and the, you know, in the US, and they were in very muddy, dusty towns, but they always wore the same outer garments.
Yeah.
They just kind of washed their underwear, you know, which is a very Victorian kind
clean.
Of idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's kind of lots of things about, you know, how often you should wash your clothes and things. But I thought I'd read out just one thing from the Viva article, which I should say is by Rosa Silverman, which is every time we put a wash on.
Wait, sorry, just quickly, can you go up? Was that a picture of down? Of Paris Hilton putting laundry liquid in?
Yeah. Like,
oh, a lot. Fashion laundry.
From The Simple Life.
The Simple Life. Wow, what
it's
a throwback
probably the first time
show.
She'd ever done laundry, and looks like she's putting the whole, like,
the whole thing
3 litre
tub in.
Yeah, but every time we put a wash on, synthetic clothes shed about 700,000 microfibres, particles of plastic below 5 millimetres in size. Many of these pass through sewage treatment and into the environment, according to 2006 research by the University of Plymouth. Ultimately, they find their way into the sea.
Far
and
out.
Then we drink them. Those are the microfibers we drink, that we drink like a credit card's worth a week or something.
That's hectic.
Yeah. So according to the Friends of the Earth, microfibers have been found in air, rivers, soil, drinking water, beer, and table salt.
Cool. So just everywhere. Just microfibers galore.
Yeah.
Have you, you wear a lot of silk, Penny.
Yes.
You like silk. So a nifty wee trick that I was taught was to have a really stonkingly hot shower and then hang your silks up
and it steams
in the bathroom.
Them.
Yeah.
And don't turn the fan on.
Yeah, I do that and I air them a lot. Like, so
instead of
I often think that my neighbours must think I'm crazy. my flatmates as well, because, you know, on a very sunny day, they'll go outside and there'll be all these black clothes hanging from trees.
There's like a witch's coven or something, some sort of like ritual going on. It's actually just Penny doing her laundry.
Yeah, I do.
Very stylish witch's coven.
I do like air them because I don't know. And plus,
do you do the steaming in the bathroom thing?
Yeah, if I've been somewhere where there's been smoke or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I air the majority of my clothes
and spot clean.
Yeah, that's the other
thing.
Tess
is good on the laundry.
Yeah, front. Yeah. On the laundry front.
So they do reckon, you know, from all the research I've been reading and things like spot cleaning with a sponge. You do have to be really careful with silk, though, because you can spot clean it and it can leave a mark.
Right.
So you've actually got to, you know, like...
Know what you're doing still.
Yeah, really, really careful.
This is amazing to me, though, that we're shedding that much plastic just from washing clothes. That's crazy. It makes you really think about what your materials are made out of, I guess.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my next question, was if you're wearing materials that aren't synthetic, you don't obviously have the same issues.
This is the thing. So wearing cotton, but then cotton is bad for the environment. So, you know, there is ethical cotton, but wearing natural fibres is so much better. And there's new products coming out that are made of wool and seaweed fibre, which can be worn
seaweed fibre
before needing to be cleaned. And in the same article, they say the University of Sydney suggested that a return to wool socks and undergarments could reduce laundry costs by $32 million a year.
Wow.
Is that if everyone?
Yeah.
So is this a classic one of those things where you should be investing in good pieces to sort of be cost efficient in the long run?
Yeah. I think it's about like, if you're going to get merino socks and I don't know about...
Merino undies.
Yeah, I don't know if I could... go with that, but you know,
Merino is very breathable.
Yeah. Well, it is natural fibers breathe more so that, you know, most people, you know, are not, most people are, you know, relatively clean.
Yeah.
You should wash your underwear every day. You're like, you're closest to you underwear, you should.
Hot tips some from
people,
Penny.
Some people. Well, you know,
you heard it here first, guys. You should be washing your underwear.
I mean, people argue that, like, bras and other things can be, like, 2 to 3 days. Some people wait weeks. I don't know. But, I mean, I guess the majority of people do the sniff test, really, don't they?
The classic.
Yeah.
The ultimate how do you know if you should be going to the laundromat. I am still, like, slightly shocked by the fact that that much stuff comes off our clothes, though. Do you remember when fiber piles used to be made out of recycled bottles and things, and that was the whole, like, thing in the 2000s, early 2000s? I remember having many zip-up fiber piles on my way to school.
Yeah.
Those things must be shocking for the environment and the other side of it as well. I know they were meant to be kind of an environmental, you know, thing, because it's a recycled way of using plastic bottles and stuff, but it's just going straight back out into the water. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, eh?
What about dry cleaning?
Yeah, so dry cleaning, I wanted to find out about that, because even though it's called dry cleaning, it's actually using liquid.
Oh, is it, okay. It's steaming again, isn't it?
No, oh, it's not, because I didn't know this until I looked it up. Like, I thought dry cleaning was some kind of, like, machine that they kind of look like just they chuck, were steaming
and everything. Yeah.
But it means dry cleaning because it's not using water, but it still uses liquid. In ye old days, I like how I've written ye old days.
You specified ye old days.
Yeah, they used to use kerosene. But most dry cleaners now use perchloroethylene or PERC, which is a solvent, and it goes into a washing machine that's heated to 86 degrees Fahrenheit. And then it's kind of reused, and it comes out wet, and then it's just dried.
Okay, right.
Green Earth Cleaning replaces the petrochemical solvents with liquid silicone. So I don't even know if that's even that much better.
I know, none of this sounds particularly great for the environment.
Hey, Penny, do you know that my first ever job was at the dry cleaners?
Was it? Apparently that PERC is really, it's not good for the environment, but what it's worse for is your health.
Oh, shit. There you go.
It's yeah. not good.
There's the problem.
Yeah. So did you know about how the dry cleaning worked?
No.
You just took people's clothes.
Because it's totally contacting.
What you do is that you just go into the store and then you give it to them and then you don't see it. It just comes back on this rack, you know, so you don't know what the hell's going down there.
It's a gross job, though.
It could have been like little elves eating the dirt or something.
I don't know.
I worked at a dry cleaner's where they sent off the clothes. So I would just make sure people's clothes didn't get mixed with other people's clothes.
Fair enough.
That was my job.
Someone said freeze your jeans, it kills bacteria. Does that actually work?
No. I looked it up.
Does it not?
It's actually a myth.
My wife thought that was true.
No, it's a myth. I looked that up.
I've told so many people to do that.
Recently, Levi's was listed on the stock exchange, became a public company, and the CEO, Chip Berg, hasn't washed his 501s for 10 years, and he actually said the freezer story is a myth. They've
tested
it.
So what has he done?
So how does he clean his jeans? Does he just have 10 years?
I think he must spot clean them, and maybe he does some airing. I don't know, but apparently the crowd was like,
ooh.
Yeah.
So what about I'm back on the steaming thing. What about
steaming mad at dirt.
What about investing in a steamer and using that to clean your clothes?
Yeah, I imagine that would be good.
I'm asking you as if you're the laundry expert. Like,
yeah,
you know.
To be honest, I didn't look that up, but I guess that's just like water steaming it.
But then and that's you might using well electricity
just,
was
yeah,
also bad.
Yeah, you might as well just do it while it's in the shower.
I'm rocked by the freezing your jeans thing not being true. I just feel like that was the thing everyone used to say. Far out.
Well, see, if I think about it, I know that if you put a fly in the freezer and it'll go to sleep, right?
You know this.
And then when you pull a fly out again, it comes back to life.
Wasn't that the same with a person if you freeze? Doesn't that happen in Austin Powers? Frozen?
I don't know if that happens with people, but yeah. I think, like, if you've... Yeah.
I think it might have happened in Austin Powers.
I'm
so
not an expert.
Basically, all laundry is bad for the environment, but you have to get clean somehow, so we need to find an environmental way for that.
We remove the stigma of people being stinky.
Yeah.
Or we just go back to the Victorian times when everyone's a bit smelly.
Yeah.
Fair play. All right, hot tips from Penelope Noir.
But do wash your underwear every day.
Yeah, absolutely wash your undies. Please, God.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
It's like Mythbusters.